All right, post-conversation of Fakey Case and BU5, countdown number 6.
I don't know what I liked better. Well, honestly, watching Rihanna, the video of Fleetwood Mac, because yeah. I love them, or watching the rock opera of Meatloaf and the, whoever that young lady was singing back then.
Well, let's start at number 5, Aerosmith, Jaded.
We all feel jaded. Gotta love that.
We all jaded. Well, okay, that audio sounds a little rough because when you said jaded, I remember that when the song came out, I wasn't too thrilled about the regular version that they were playing on the radio. But then they put out like 3 CD singles of it, and one of them had this 4th track on one of the CDs, which was called the Guitar Mix, or Guitars Mix, which had a little more oomph to it. And that's the one I liked, but I couldn't find it anywhere on the internet. But I found it streaming, so I was able to extract the audio out of it.
That was pretty, I like the different flair of the guitar you don't hear on the regular
song.
Yeah,
yeah. It's
cool.
And if you do go look that up, you can find it streaming. Maybe if I get a request for it to share the website, I will. So, next one, Bonnie Tyler, Straight from the Heart. I picked this one because I like, everybody plays her Total Eclipse of the Heart, but she's got 100 other songs in her career. Well, the one I picked just happened to be the B-side of Total Eclipse of the Heart, which is the song that Bryan Adams had the hit with, Straight from the Heart. And it's kind of nice,
yeah.
Cool. It's cool to hear a woman's voice or interpretation of a song that you're used to hearing a male voice
yep.
do.
It was pretty cool.
Now, Fleetwood Mac, Rihanna.
That just blows my mind, man. The way she's just, that whole crew evolved. And all I can say is that's pure emotion in that song, man. That chick
yeah.
is just an
that's
unbelievable.
That's why I picked the video version of it for you
sweet.
For the
yeah.
countdown. Because it's just, you just got a lot more.
Yeah.
You actually see Lindsey Buckingham.
Yeah.
It looks like they were getting along that night. And I like the way you said you can tell they're high as hell.
Yeah, that was just a different era, but the emotion she drags out of you in that song
yeah.
is so, it just drives you like, oh my gosh, it's like you had a bad day and then you hear that song. Woo, that is awesome, man.
Hell of a vocalist.
That is just pure music. Like you
yeah.
said, she has a voice, a vocal. She's just pure gold.
And then I threw in the fake commercials. I was saving WKRP in Cincinnati, and I figured this is the time to use
threw
it now.
Threw it in perfect. That was sweet.
And then Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard. Excuse me. Meatloaf, Paradise by the Dashboard Light. He was riding high, literally, on doing Eddie from Rocky Horror. And I remember seeing that performance video when they would play it at a midnight showing of Rocky Horror. And that's how I became aware of that song. And it's just a great little rock opera because it's a whole metaphor that gets into the metaphor of baseball, of seeing her paradise by the dashboard light. And then she's like, wait, stop. Are you going to tell me that you're going to love me forever? And he's like, no, let me sleep on it. And then she keeps nagging him and he's like, no, I want to get out of here. I'm praying for the end of time.
Well said.
Well said. I mean, I hope that is bringing some of the younger nerdlings to be exposed to Meatloaf.
Come on board, guys. We got some good stuff. Come on, young nerdlings. Come on board. We got some good music.
And we don't mean Meatloaf that you eat. That's
nope.
his stage name. And then finally, you threw in, for number one that we threw in, Dixie's Midnight Runners, Come On Eileen, again.
I didn't know. I learned something that was based on a street drug that they named their band after. I think that's just the norm for rock and roll.
Yeah. I remember that Casey would do that. He would say, and coming up next, the story of a band who couldn't get a number one when they were number one in every other part of the... You know, he'd always pose a question, so I was trying to put it in there for what Casey would do. So that's it for our post...
Post-nerdling podcast conversation.
In our outro music, this is going to be a live version, which is vastly different from the studio version that you always hear on the radio when they play it. But here is Dixie's Midnight Runners doing a 1982 live stage version on stage of Come On Eileen.
I say to come on.